Blog Talk Radio.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Hello, I'm Mike. My birthing partner and I just got our new Lysenica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysenica Freedom microchip. Since SHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom microchip, I jumped on the Lysenica joint.
This Freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this Freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from them getting the gene therapy.
These Freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart. An employee would insert it in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysenica track and trace your every move. You just need a Freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysenica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny?
We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave.
And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireizer. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Kayla joining us tonight, and we can have you as well. The number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So with that, I'm going to bring in Kayla, as promised. All right, so welcome in, Kayla.
Oh, sorry, I pressed mute instead of speaker. I said, good evening, everybody, and how are you
Kayla,
tonight?
That's you.
Perfectly fine and understandable.
So I don't know if there's going to be a guest host or not. I'm just letting you know.
There's going to be a what host?
I don't know if there will be a guest host in my place.
Okay. I think I read.
Normally, I'd let you do the show on your own, but I don't think you want to do that. I'm not opposed to it. I just don't think you, if you can't, if you're not able to call into the show on your own, I don't want you to be, and I never trained you on the switchboard anyway.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ready for that.
That's okay. I'm not arguing.
So,
what have you been working on?
Well, I've been browsing around a couple of different sites, and today I was trying to find more fresh stories, because I know you covered one of the stories that I wanted to talk about last night with Senator Grassley. And
we can talk about it again.
Well, on top of him talking about the, what was it, 17 video files or documents that we had, well, there's also, Rudy Giuliani. Also, like 2 days prior, he'd brought up they have an actual chief accountant from Burisma who has been since 2021, I believe, speaking out about Biden getting these donations, I guess you'd call them, from other places and laundering money through Burisma. And they have been getting death threats ever since. But Giuliani said he had a attorney that was going to actually investigate it, but then what was his name? I have this written down here. All right, so on Newsmax, he dropped the bombshell about having Burisma chief accountant stating she will testify to many illegal offshore accounts, including the Biden family's account, which Giuliani stated he gave it to a Pittsburgh U.S. attorney in 2020, not 2021, who was going to look into them. And Barr took the case, however, and gave it to another U.S. attorney in Delaware who hasn't even remotely looked into it. So that, on top of Grassley speaking about 17 files they have on him, I don't understand how, well, I mean, I understand, but I don't, from a different point of view, how they haven't looked into this at all. And they're stating this in actual open, on record, on Forbes shared Giuliani's, or not Giuliani's, Grassley's. And I just don't understand, again, how you have this information and you're doing nothing for Biden, but Trump was, he wasn't arrested today, but he did plead not guilty on the charges.
Right.
And to my understanding, that was...
It's just everything is stacked up against these Democrats, but it's, they can bully to get this Trump appointed judge to recuse herself because Trump hired her. so that they can get someone that was hired by a Democrat. I mean, they're offering money bribes to valet drivers. It's just sad. And that's illegal, by the way, but they don't care.
Well, I don't think I heard about them offering money to the valet drivers.
Yeah, they want to arrest Trump's attorneys. They'll arrest anybody so that they can get people off the case.
Yeah, I saw that one of Trump's right-hand people, they were including him in the charges because supposedly he had moved a box or something with some of the documents in them. And I'm like, how is that? What? Like, you have Clinton over here with her 33,000 emails and her assistants destroying iPads and iPhones, and she just says, oh, it was a mistake, even though there was classified information in there, and she's getting off. Nothing happened to that person.
Yeah, well, Brandon had stuff as a senator. They don't care. The only one they want to go after is the one that had documents legally.
Sense. I mean, it does, because anyone with a brain can see that they're going against a presidential candidate that they're trying to get thrown in prison and they're trying to get rid of him, which do we or do we not have a law against that here? Because I thought we did.
Well, you said did we previously have that? Yes. Is it going to matter right now because everybody in charge wants a new world order? That's the answer.
Very true. Do you think, I personally do not think these charges are going to go through.
Not the ones in Miami, but they're putting up the same charges in Washington, D.C., and that they can keep Trump in the news constantly going to jail or constantly having to defend himself in court so it looks like he's a criminal.
But they'll never file charges against him, and then everyone who already thinks he's this criminal mastermind are just going to think, oh, well, he's bought the judges, he's bought the people. And it's like, that's literally the other side of this, and they're trying to bring him down. They can't actually get anything on him because he hasn't broken a law. But they're still trying. Like, they turned one case, basically, one thing into 37 charges. One charge into 37.
That's what they're hoping for. So all they want is one charge so they could say he's guilty.
I don't think they're going to try 100%, but I don't think they're going to get any of it to stick.
Have New York. They got more New York stuff. They got Atlanta, they got Washington, D.C., they got Miami, and I know they're putting up other ones. So that's the goal, is to just keep them busy in court so that people that are on the fence will see, well, I don't want to vote for a criminal, and those people who are interested in Trump might say, well, it's the Trump fans are not going to go anywhere. The people on the fence might look at him and say, I don't want this. And the Brandon fans are just going to stay where they're at. So that's the goal.
I'm not entirely sure. I don't think the people on the fence will necessarily be like, oh, well, he's a criminal, so I'm going to avoid him. I think people are so sick.
But keep in mind, we're in our own echo chambers here. We like Trump. There's a lot of people out there that have that Trump derangement syndrome, so they don't care.
No, I do agree with that 100%. I've seen Trump derangement syndrome, and when you point it out to the person, I'm like, can you even tell me one thing he did during his presidency? And it's basically just orange man bad. So you're right on that. but you're already on the side of I'm not voting for him. The people on the fence, I don't know. I would hope that they've seen all the crap that we've been going through the last two, almost 3 years since Biden's been in there. But I don't know. I don't think they've actually, again, if they're on the fence, maybe they've been looking into more stuff. It's possible. I feel like there have been a lot more people who are waking up to reality of what's going on, but I guess maybe it's only been a couple people in comparison to what I want it to be. But there, I guess, the small chance of hope that possibly people on the fence are actually seeing, oh, Biden has documents in his garage right next to his beautiful car. Oh, he's got them over here in Hunter's house.
Yeah,
oh,
but keep in mind, the average person does not watch news.
That's true. And most TikTok.
That's why I post a crap ton of stuff on my spy book page. Because I realized, I've had people tell me that I'm their news source, which is sad.
I can actually say same here. And I agree. You can tell people all the time, go here, go to this site, beforeitsnews.com. They tend to have very good stuff. You know, go to Telegram, go to even Truth Social. It might be pure red on Truth, but at least they're sharing another side of it than just what media shows. And you're not wrong either. A lot of people do not watch the news. For even the Elon Musk interviews, let's say with Tucker, a majority of people didn't even know he had an interview because they didn't even know it was happening. So, yeah, I guess I can understand from that perspective. People do not look up the news, and it's really, really weird if you think about it, because you have the most sophisticated technology in your hand. It is a computer on the go, and you can look up anything. And I guess they much rather watch people dancing or eating Tide Pods than reality. Like, is it that bad to want to be part of what's going on? Is it that bad that you have to ignore it and black it out? And I guess it is true what they say. Oblivion, or what was the saying? Oblivious, being oblivious is like bliss or something.
Yeah, ignorance is bliss, right.
Thank you. I could not think of the word. But I don't understand it. What set do you have to be in to not research anything? It's one I personally can't get behind or understand. I'll say on that. But from what I have seen, Trump did address in Georgia the other night the charges that are being put up against him. He's saying lawyers out there are baffled how they turned one charge into 37 as is. He doesn't think there's anything coming out of it. I think they're going to continue to attack him until after the election. I mean, if he were to lose in 2024, which is a high possibility when we know the domino machines are completely hackable from cell phones, let alone the people who act, or Dominion, not Domino, Dominion machines. They're actual people are based in China. They can hack into them anywhere. Supposedly, if you watched Absolute Proof from Mike Lindell, they released some military information that showed where the hacks were coming in from Italy, France, England, China, everywhere. I actually don't know how many people watched that, but I would recommend it. Go watch Absolute Proof and Proof Absolutely. And then you had actual congressional hearings, which brings me to Loy Brunson, actually. His case is currently let's see, when I looked it up, I think that was about 2 days ago. So either today or tomorrow, his case is going to be getting seen by the judge who is going to make the final ruling on if it's even going to go to court. Now, if that doesn't go through, and Lloyd Brunson is trying to sue three, not just him, his brothers too, but they're going after three particular U.S. Supreme Court justices for not hearing the case since 2020 about the election fraud, the fear that we have of it, that we want it to be investigated, and that basically the Supreme Court did not hold their part of their job, the Constitution, in doing the actual investigation into what happened. They just shut everything down. Any case brought up, all of them shut down. So we're about to find out if this particular judge is bought out or not. I'm very hopeful he is not. Oh, but if you do want to support the Brunsons, go to enoughisenough.me and you can give your support.
Well, I've never heard of them before.
So originally it started with his brothers, and they took the case to just normal court, normal judges to try and, I guess, get a judge to just agree to take it to court, and it never went anywhere. So Lloyd Brunson now, after their court was, or their, they originally did get it on the docket, but it was cut down, basically. So they weren't going to try and hear it again. So their other brother is going in, and they're the ones who are asking everyone to send in a copy of a specific letter stating that we, the American people, want the Supreme Court, and we want the judges, any judge that they're going to actually look into this case. So if you do go to their website, they have a template of the letter specifically, which you can print out and send to the judge and one to the Brunson brothers. They're trying to collect all of the letters that they can so they know that the judges got this too. Or you can donate a couple dollars. They'll print it out and send it in for you. But there are some people who are trying to fight this still in the legal way. So some disturbing stuff that I came across the other day is that they're releasing a new product called Humeat, H-U-M-E-A-T. And it is made from human meat. So supposedly the bio lab that's making it are taking DNA from celebrities and they're growing them in a lab to become muscle meat that they're then turning into like salami or sausages, mm-hmm. hamburgers. And they actually went out and recorded a commercial having people come up to them and try it. Who did? And I was with this one woman and her husband, I guess, they walked up to it, and he said, okay, I'll try this. And she flat out tells him, you're a cannibal. That's disgusting. And the guy who's trying to sell it is like, well, pigs are meat, humans are meat, cows are meat. We're all just meat. But in my mind, I'm like, didn't we learn in biology class that when you eat your own species, it causes a disease that basically melts your brain, like deteriorates it, and your muscles, and they're making Soylent Green into a reality.
But, to say that some of these globalists don't already do spirit cooking.
Oh, we know they do, and they go after very specific parts of the body, too, for chemicals that are supposedly cause youthful effects and one of the best highs you will ever have. That's quoting Google if you go and look up adrenochrome. So on top of making human meat, in Washington, they just recently legalized human fertilizer, where they take human remains and break them down into soil. And the governor, Jay Inslee, signed a bipartisan bill making Washington the first state to legalize this practice in human composting. Hero 7 News had a segment actually over it, and they showed the facility where they had dead bodies wrapped up in this weird plastic material where it was kind of making them compost in on themselves. And they said it's the most eco-friendly ending, which I'm still very disturbed after seeing that. I didn't think anyone would actually do that. If you just put a person in the ground, they'll eventually turn into mulch anyways. But actually donating your body, if you are being donated anyways, to become that, teach their own. At least we're not eating them. But then you have your plants that are going to be growing out of them. So kind of are. Another article, two articles that I just recently read within the last couple of hours, which are from MSN.com, Newsweek. Both of them basically saying the same thing, but one's from Russia's side of the war and one's from China's. So I'll start with Russia because I have an add-on story with China. But Russia state warns U.S. a nuclear strike will happen if it's in the crosshairs. Basically saying that everything is starting to escalate. They're giving nuclear weapons over to, what was it, Belarus, I think?
Yeah,
but
I saw that.
So they've given those to Belarus, but they said, supposedly Putin has made the statements on Friday, June 9th, he will begin deploying tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus on July 7th through the 8th, which is only a couple days before a NATO summit is supposed to be held in the neighboring country of Lithuania. And the question is, they don't know if it's actually going to reach the nuclear phase or not, but it is something that they're actually talking about in the Russian state TV. And again, with the way our entire political system is currently handling the whole thing in Ukraine, we are basically funding that war, which I'm pretty sure everyone on here understands that by now. They've been using us to fund it. And Russia flat out told NATO within the first few weeks, like first 2 or 3 weeks, they were going in because the Ukrainian people were being subjugated, were being treated horribly. They were going in because of the, at that time, they only knew of 23 bio labs that were also taxpayer funded. No surprise there when you literally have billions of dollars being sent to basically military itself, but they don't tell you where it goes from there. You hear military and you're like, oh, I guess planes and weapons and stuff. We have fields, football fields of planes and tanks and things that have never been used, that are just rotting. So no, the money isn't going towards that. Then they have the black projects that are all related to that too. That's off topic though. Switching that over from Russia, who is pretty much saying nuclear war will involve a strike on America if that were to happen. The Chinese leaders have warned of high winds and extreme circumstances with the U.S., basically kind of, in a matter of words, stating they're ready to withstand the severe state of high winds, choppy waters, and dangerous storms in a possible nuclear threat with America. Basically kind of saying and preparing their people on the shorelines that they're probably going to get nuked. Their food's probably going to go and get attacked. They are preparing for the worst. But as I said, what's in added to that story is that I've read recently that they are telling American citizens in Taiwan that they need to be prepared to evacuate. And the actual article I read stated this doesn't mean anything is escalating. They're just trying to be prepared to evacuate Americans. Oh, that's from the Daily Express U.S. They're saying tensions are getting worse, but just it's not getting that bad yet, basically, which tells me it's getting bad. But supposedly, according to a senator, U.S. intelligence officials speaking on the conditions of anonymity, as he wasn't authorized to discuss the issue, told the messenger a heightened level of tension had risen or had driven the preparations, but said it's nothing you wouldn't read in the news. Forces are building up around China, aligning with Russia and Ukraine, and China backs Russia in what they're doing with Ukraine, is basically what they're doing with Taiwan. Or meanwhile, you have Trump who's sitting there saying, it'll only take me 24 hours to have peace on both fronts, which I don't know. I don't know if that's true, but, I mean, give him a shot, because right now Biden is just pushing it ever closer. He's not helping stop it. He's feeding it, at least with Ukraine. On Taiwan, not entirely sure what's fully happening over there. I was actually kind of surprised to see an article about that. But Lieutenant Colonel Martin...
I think the United States citizens are like some of the only ones that have no clue that World War III is about to start with nuclear.
Yeah. You have people who are right now planning on having a normal 4th of July party, eating probably vaccinated hot dogs and hamburgers, and they have no idea, none whatsoever. Meanwhile, I know Russia's warned their people, telling them to prepare. They've been building bomb shelters. I'm not sure China's been building bomb shelters. I don't know. Very rarely do you see many things come out from China news-wise. But I do know that they have been telling their people, prepare, things are about to get bad. And again, we're over here fighting over if a man should be allowed to use a woman's bathroom. Or if men should be competing against women in sports. They want us to concentrate on the stuff that has no substance except in destroying our entire way of life. It's infighting. That's what they want. I mean, even with the indictments that they're doing on Trump is basically to try and stir infighting between Republicans and pretty much anyone else at this point.
Well, you have a lot of people, though, that have Disney syndrome, where everything's going to be okay and everybody will live happily ever after. Because it's America. A lot of people think that way. You shouldn't stress over it because this is America. This is the best country in the world and everything's going to be okay because it's America.
But we know 100% that it's not in any way, shape, or form going to be okay. The way we see everything happening
right
now.
Yeah, but the average American thinks that, though.
You're not wrong. I mean, you can go up to random people and just be like, America, and then they'll start singing that stupid song where it's like, F yeah, America. It's like, no. After COVID, they took away so many of our rights. During COVID, they trampled on the Constitution. America is bending over backwards for the globalists. They're not fighting. They're not doing anything. American people just completely accept what's happening. And they're like, it's completely fine. It's grandma. It's to save this person, that person. It's like, no. Oh, I just saw the article.
I promise you that if Brandon tomorrow said, I want people to wear scams, half of America would just put them on and not question. Maybe more.
I would hope not, but you're right. I see it happening. I cannot believe he wore one, especially when COVID is supposed to be over. What was he doing, getting a cavity or something removed?
He was getting a root canal done, and he put a scam on to go to the dentist office. Because that's the number one place you need a scam, is when you're getting your mouth fixed.
That makes no sense. None at all. Like,
it's not supposed to.
Oh, that brings me to a... So on Friday, Tom Renz actually was in Pennsylvania giving a, I'm not entirely sure what you call it, but basically his briefing to a judge. They were recording it. Apparently it's something that happens a yearly, but he flat out brought up two doctors and started his statements again on how we know these vaccines that were given are causing the most extreme blood clots we've ever seen. There are multiple doctors coming out where they say there are blood clots that start at the ankle and come all the way up to the thigh and then shoot up to the lungs and heart. And then you get them in the brain. He also mentioned how they've been doing retina scans in your eyes and seeing blood clots in those in people who got these shots, more so around the end of 2020 to 2022. But on the mouth part of it, he also goes into talking about how they have doctors willing to testify over the fact that over 78 to 90%, in Texas specifically, it was 90% of people. But when they put them on a ventilator, which was something that came from China specifically, that particular move, which was stated, well, they can't cough on you if they're on a ventilator. So it's to protect the staff, but 78 of people generally died when you put them on a ventilator. And in Texas,
yes.
90% of them. So how is it you don't have the doctors and nurses sitting there putting it together? Oh, 9 out of 10 of my patients are dying when I put them on a ventilator. How does that not correlate? You all went to medical school. How do you not question what's happening? I don't. Is it the money? Is it cognitive dissonance? Is it the ignorance is bliss? Is it I just don't want to know? I don't understand how you can see that and be like, it's okay. But then they sit there and they deny you ivermectin. They deny you hydroxychloroquine. They really did do everything they could to sat in and try and kill us. And it ain't over yet. Tom Renz, again, went on to speak about how they have documents stating that there are more pandemics coming our way here in the near future. I forgot to copy that one down. There was another article that I saw that actually mentioned that, too, from a different perspective, though, talking about a new virus coming out, and they said, can you catch it twice? So I guess that's another variant of COVID, but I didn't get to read that article fully.
I also read that they're working on another one that will target children, because when it targets children, that's when it's really going to pop off. They didn't care. Nobody cared as much when the old people were getting COVID. But if the youth is getting it, that's what's really going to set it off.
I mean, I could see that. There was a video that surfaced about a year ago, maybe, maybe 9 months. It's been a minute, but not that long when I saw it. And it was a woman who was wearing a mask in her own home and was recording her daughter saying, oh, vaccines are now available for kids under this age. Honey, you can go outside again. And the little girl just starts crying and jumping up and down so happy. And the fact that people did that during the time period when it affecting a child was less than 3%. No, I question. I mean, I already know our school systems are messed up and homeschooling is the better option. But is that bad to where people are like, I have to hide my child? Even though they're not at risk for it at all?
People that watch Smell-O-Vision were more likely to wear scams and are more likely to be scared. If you don't watch Smell-O-Vision, you don't know to be scared.
That's very true. And when they only watch one source, they're instead of watching dozens of sources, they're going to have no idea. They're only getting one side of the story, and they're getting a very tailored and doctored side of that story. Not even the truth.
Yeah,
they're
getting Dr. Fraudy.
Yep, they're getting Dr. Fraudy. Oh, which actually brings me to, so Elon Musk and Robert Kennedy Jr. had they did an interview sometime last week. And I didn't get to speak about this last week. I missed it. But I'm trying to find the very specific part because I wrote like 2 or 3 pages over the interview. See, RFK. That's Fox. No, not him. So RFK had mentioned. Oh, wait. Okay, that wasn't part of that. That's on Telegram. Okay, so he had mentioned that if he were to become president, one of the first things that he is going to do is bring in all the heads of medical staffing and actually tell them, like, look, we're going to be opening investigations if you do not actually cooperate with us. You will be held accountable. You will be indicted. Saying he's going to bring to justice every person that was a part of that, especially if they're not trying in any way to be a part of the solution. So Robert Kennedy himself is, at least what he is saying, he will stand up for the people.
Yeah, but it's hard to give Robert F. Kennedy Jr. a chance.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it is quite possible he is just saying what a lot of people want to hear, trying to get in. It's always possible. And in this particular snippet where he's talking about this, he does bring up his family legacy a lot, saying it was his uncle, it was his father, they did this, I'm going to hold them to these charges. And most people genuinely loved, and just him being a Kennedy, a lot of people might jump on board immediately and be like, well, he's speaking about what I want to be talked about. He's saying a bunch of stuff that actually makes sense, and but what is the actual likelihood he would get in? If he is genuinely being honest, the deep state will not back him. They will do everything they can to destroy him. But if he's being, as you just said, his stuff is being sponsored by Pfizer, isn't that a big indicator of him not actually being true? I mean, who would sponsor their enemy? Meanwhile, you have banks
That's exactly why I've been saying the whole time Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is not going to be the president. Not because he hasn't earned it or he deserves it, but the deep state won't allow it. Pfizer won't allow it.
But it's so weird to me because in the interview he had with Musk, that was actually part of the conversation. He brought up that he was friends with one of the people at Fox. Crap, I didn't write his name down. But he became one of the, like, head people there after years of them being friends, and he would invite him on and let the host interview him when he was only an environmental activist or conservative. But the moment he started speaking up about mercury and the vaccines, he was pulled aside and said, look, if I let any of my hosts interview you, I would immediately have to fire them if you talked about this conversation, because over 20% at that point in time, I think it was like 26% of all of of all of their advertising was coming from the medical industry. So I don't understand how he would go from someone who is being shut down by these people to now allowing them to fund his actual, I guess, interviews and his advertising. I don't understand it. How do you go from one to the other? Unless, I don't know, do they have dirt on him or something? I know you don't know the answer. I'm just, I guess, asking the universe at this point. Because that's just not right. That's really weird. A week ago, flat out stating, like, hey, well, can't do that to Pfizer being one of his investors. Well, that was news to me. I never paid attention to that part. Now I'm a little bit on the heartbroken side, I guess, but and not surprised at the same time. And meanwhile, while I'm technically still on the fence about Trump to an extent, he hasn't been endorsed by any medical people, even though the vaccine was his golden ticket or whatever you want to look at it. I'm not even sure what he intended.
The thing is now, which is why a lot of people are really on the Trump bandwagon right now, is that there is an absolute war between the deep state and him. And I want to see that war, actually, because I feel like something could get done.
I would definitely like to see that happen as well. I genuinely believe he is one of the only people right now, anyways, that could do that. In the Georgia, I don't know what to call it. It wasn't a conference, but kind of like the rally thing that Trump did in Georgia the last couple of days. He brought up the statement of, we only lost by 17.20-something% in the last election by 20,000 votes. And then you have the 17 charges from Grassley about Biden. I don't know where you land on QAnon, but 17 is getting thrown around a lot in the media recently, and I don't know how I feel about it. It's a very confusing topic. Oh, and I see the article you sent me.
Sorry, my wife went to quick care after she got off work, so she's just giving me some details.
Oh, no, that's completely fine. I hope she's okay.
Yeah, she's had some stomach pains recently, so she wanted to see what it was.
Hopefully Nothing too serious.
Some stuff at the quick care, but it's like, how do you not trust me by now with vitamins? Looking at what I've done over the last 10 years or so, how I've healed myself a few times. So I hope she trusts me on the vitamin front, because when a few months ago, when every doctor told me that I'd be losing my battle, and I not only won, but won faster than anybody would have ever expected, I kind of know my stuff.
I mean, I would say so. Some of the one thing that you went through, you basically, your doctor said you'd have to lose the leg, and you've healed that pretty much completely.
Yeah.
But I guess it's kind of like, for instance, I've given my sister multiple different sources over vaccine damage to small infants, to children, its connection with autism, to seizure disorders, all of that, to ADHD, all kinds of things. And she doesn't care. She just says, I trust the doctor. That's it. And you bring up the fact, like, doctors are, like, the third leading cause of death in the Western world, and they don't care. They want to trust what they grew up with, is how I feel. At least in my sister's case. But I feel like that might be the general mindset of a lot of people, is they went to school, they have to know what they're talking about, but on the vaccine particular topic, they don't. Ask your doctor, can you name three ingredients inside of any given vaccine? Just three of them. And see what that doctor says, because they flat out stated, we're not taught about that. What we are taught is when to give them. So we have to make sure we get the parents in as early as possible, so that way we can get them started on doing a schedule for bringing their baby in for their well care visit. Which, go to the visits, because they try to use that to take your kids away using CPS. But you don't have to be pressured into getting them vaccinated, getting them poisoned, even though it will be hard. And I do pray people can find genuine doctors who still give a crap about people, but it is definitely becoming harder. And then you want to go to a chiropractor because they actually know what they're doing and what they're talking about, and you're basically confronted as a lunatic. Because, how do I want to state this? You don't trust the science. You don't trust the establishment. And a lot of people, I feel, fall to the stigma in that. But vaccines have been protested since they were first invented, basically. And if it wasn't for the amount of people who sued them back when there was only like six vaccines back in 1986, the companies who made them wouldn't be around today. They flat out went to the president at the time, flat out told him, look, if we don't have some kind of protection from being sued, we're going to have to stop making this product. So that's when they created the VAERS system, which is split into 11 different systems around America. So you do not get full statistics even when you look up VAERS, because it will only give you the statistics for the area you're in at the time. People who are vaccine damaged, they have to go through the VAERS thing, which takes you to court, which is also vaccine adverse event reactions. So if you have a reaction to a vaccine and you report it to your doctor, you have to get them to sign off on the fact that it's a vaccine reaction. Most doctors don't want to. The ones who do and send it into VAERS from a Harvard study a couple years back, less than 10% actually ever get reported and sent to this system, which is already broken up. And again, 11 different, how do I want to state that? 11 different sections, different factions, like all under one big umbrella company, but separated. So you do not get the full statistics. But you will be taken to the vaccine injury court if your case is seen and deemed a vaccine injury, where they will then pay you money for death to injury, but you have to sign an NDA, non-disclosure agreement, stating you won't talk about it because this product is way more important than the fact that your child probably died of SIDS. They're trying to say, oh, SIDS is now because of we know babies lack this chemical in their brain and they just stop breathing. Like, that's just a scapegoat, a go-to. And then they want to say, oh, the reason why your child might have autism is because you took Tylenol while you were pregnant. But they still don't even want to look into the vaccine.
No. Well, that's because they have to deflect any type of attention away from that.
Yep. I'd say in the last couple of weeks, I've seen, again, the story of babies don't have this chemical in their brain. They just stop breathing. To heavy metals inside of baby food can cause these issues. To Tylenol while pregnant. They have more issues to explain why these issues are happening, not issues, more stories to explain why these issues are happening to your children than the actual truth, which we've had so many doctors come out over the years talking about the dangers of them. We know that it affects boys way more often than girls, and I think that's on purpose. I really think that's on purpose. One of the doctors, I believe it was, what is his name? He was ridiculed and called a conspiracy theorist when he came out. This was like 10 years ago. Crap. Well, I'll eventually remember his name. It'll come to me when I'm not thinking about it. But he went on to release studies that basically stated through his research he noticed most of the time, about 60% of boys were affected more so over than girls when it came to causing autism after getting vaccinated. I don't believe this particular case was his. This one was a neurologist, a little girl, Hannah Pooling, I think her last name was. I could be wrong on the last name, but it's been a minute. She was about 2 or 3 years old, and her father is a neurologist. They took her in and got her vaccinated with DTaP. They waited until she was older because they thought it would be safer for her body to handle it. Mm-hmm. She ended up having an extremely high fever that night and ended up having seizures. The seizures and the fever combined, and these were grand mal seizures, not just normal epileptic seizure, like it was life-threatening bad. Well, this little girl ended up regressing from who she was into an autistic child, no longer making eye contact, no longer learning correctly. And he was actually on CNN or MSNBC, one of the two. The father was, and he talked about it. But even while talking about the damage his daughter suffered, he still said, well, yeah, still get your kids vaccinated. Like, you're telling us the damage your daughter went through getting them, how severe it was, but still supporting people give their infants and toddlers this poison, knowing that their body isn't capable of actually dealing with it. Then there's another case where a woman took her children in to get vaccinated. She had twins. But the little girl, I believe, was sick. So she left her home that day and only took her boy. Both of them were progressing the same. They were perfectly fine. But when she got her little boy vaccinated, he regressed. He became autistic. And she did not get her daughter vaccinated anymore after that. She 100% knows that it was the vaccine that caused this in her child. Sorry, I feel like I've completely derailed and jumped off topic.
No, that's okay.
At the end of the day, they're demonizing the doctors who actually speak out, and you're not going to get any real information from the media companies. You're definitely not getting information, real information, from people who are sponsored by Pfizer, which, again, makes me question Mr. Kennedy. That really does hurt to know that he is being sponsored by them. And I have no hope in him now. I mean, he says a lot of things that I approve of, but however, Trump did state he is going to open up an investigation when he gets into office into why children are getting more sick and more mental diseases and illnesses, more physical illnesses. Now he's going to open up an actual investigation into that if, when he is reelected. So I don't know. Maybe it's either Trump trying to feed into the people who want to know more about that, or maybe he really is opening his eyes. I'm not sure. Well, but anyways, I just now saw, well, not just now, a few minutes ago, but I just saw the article that you sent me.
Okay.
So when did this happen? When does this particular FBI agent flip?
Yeah, so this guy was part of the raid when, what was it, a couple years ago when they tried to fake that Gretchen Whitmer was kidnapped, and he was one of the FBI agents that was part of the, part of the people that helped set up just some few random dodo birds. And the people that they took to court that said that they did it, they were like, I didn't want to go do anything like that. I just thought he wanted to drink with us and go smoke pot. And that's what they said in the courtroom. So they were the FBI agents. They were found guilty of setting these people up.
Were these normal, everyday citizens, and they just wanted to make a big spectacle of the situation for whatever reason, or?
Oh, the dummies, they were very low IQ people that thought they were just hanging out. They had no idea that they would be taking part in such a thing.
Don't hang out with any political people, guys. That's what that tells you.
Well, they didn't know that they were hanging out with feds.
Mm. That's true.
If they found taxis and said, let's go drink some beer, there's a lot of people with IQs in their 60s and 70s that are like, beer, I like beer, let's go hang out, have beer. That's that crowd.
Well, that crowd is currently putting a hurt to Budweiser still.
Yes.
So I'll support them in that endeavor. So this guy was one of the people who helped set that up, and he also was part of the raid on Mar-a-Lago?
And now he wants to spill the beans on what happened at Mar-a-Lago for real.
I wonder, was
Yeah, most of the feds that got busted with pretending to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, all of them fools were at Mar-a-Lago doing the raiding.
Oh, so he admitted all of them were there, not just him?
I don't know what he's going to say in court exactly, because the article doesn't say everything.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why these people are flipping now. Like these people, the whistleblowers for Burisma, FBI agent, then the other four FBI agents 2-3 weeks ago. Like,
maybe they've been wanting to talk, and they've been shut down for so long.
So some actual good guys whose conscience finally got to them?
Maybe.
Well, I hope that they are protected and that they can definitely bring forward real information. But with the way our current system is, with no one caring about it, what are we supposed to do with this information? You bring it up to a normal person who doesn't watch the news or does nothing but watch the news. What are we supposed to do? It's not like people are ready to just go march on the streets, take these people to court physically and demand justice. It's not like pre-union when people would burn down people's houses because they were getting screwed over. I don't know 100%, even with these people coming out, how is anything going to change? All these people are doing are putting their lives on the line at this point, because the majority of what I've seen, at least, none of our judges are true anymore. They're just there for a paycheck or to fill a spot for China or whoever's paying on the highest. So what do we do with that? Because very, very few, all I know is that very, very few people in the way of attorneys are fighting. Very, very few lawyers are fighting. Very few doctors and nurses, very few FBI agents. This would make a fifth FBI whistleblower coming forward for different reasons, but that's five out of the entire system. Then again, one of the FBI agents, I forget which one, from a couple weeks ago, he did state when he was asked about what he would tell colleagues who want to come forward, he told them, come to me, tell me what's going on, and I will bring that forward to my people because it is not worth it. He says they have talked about how they destroyed their lives. One particular man, his family was moved to basically across the country to go serve on a different task force, and then he was told, well, he was basically fired without being fired, so he couldn't get a paycheck. He couldn't get a job anywhere else because it's the FBI. They mess up everything for you. They wouldn't send in his documents. He still doesn't have all of his documents to get jobs worthy of him. They kept them. It was during winter, and they had a two-week-old baby, and they kept all of their belongings from them. So they had to get clothing donated to them from family and friends and people in the community. And then they try to make a connection saying, what is his name? I see him, but Kash Patel. He had donated money to them to help them stay in like a hotel for a while. And they try to spin it and say, was that used as a bribe? And he said, no, he literally just helped my family live. So, I mean, if they're making it that difficult for the people who are speaking out, like, that's retaliation against a whistleblower. I thought that was illegal in America.
It used to be, but Brandon legalized it.
When does that happen?
Well, it's an unwritten rule. So if they run everything, then who's going to check them? That's why they're doing this.
That's true. And then you have people who are just, I can't even say this one in all good faith. Like, I know that there are people out there who are, oh, well, the Senate's ruled by either Republicans or Democrats. That's good or bad. And it's like, no, both of these sides are messed up. Be honest here. A lot of them are sellouts. A lot of them are being blackmailed. A lot of them just don't care. They're rhinos, basically. And I really don't understand how Democrats turned into what they were, but then if you actually research them, they've been the party that supported the KKK and all of that, even though they try to say it's the Republicans. So they've always been bad, but I don't know. I'm so confused how this has all happened. But then at the same time, when you have big bankers that are running everything, I guess it's not fully confusing. And then what was it? I think last week or the week before, there was a story came out that Bill Gates, he said he was having philanthropic with Epstein, talking about business, basically. And then you have people coming out talking about, actually, no, you were being blackmailed by Epstein. I don't know. Not that I would trust Bill Gates worth anything. That man should be at Gitmo. Actually, I'd say hanging, firing squad, something for that particular person. But we know that Epstein is not the only honeypot that the CIA had. There are people all around the world who do the exact same thing he did on a much bigger scale. Him and Maxwell, his madam, were just the two, I'm not even sure if they were caught so much as he was just thrown under the bus for some reason. I honestly don't know what the mess up was.
He threatened to expose Bill Gates, so that's why. So it's okay if you expose the 99%, but if you expose the 1%, then especially the 1% of the 1%, they don't like that.
Quite possible. I mean, anyone who knows Hillary's history can tell you that's true. I've never known someone to have, what was it, like 56 different people that worked with her just die randomly, even though some of them were execution style and still filed as suicide?
Yeah, like Vince Foster, when he chopped himself up, put himself in a duffel bag, and ran 50 miles. Yeah, that's got to be the greatest ever.
I really don't get how people don't question that, and they just accept, oh, okay. Like, they have to, at some point in their mind, be like, that was 100% murder, but that's not what TV told me, so I'm just not going to think about this anymore. And that's the only thing I can think, because none of that makes sense. You don't do that. And then one of the men for 9/11 who was coming out writing a book about it, him, his dog, and his two children were executed and shot in the back of the head, and they said murder-suicide.
Yeah.
Like, question these things, people. Then there was a movie that I was looking forward to for a minute back a couple years ago, Gray State. And the next thing you know, the director of it, he's dead. And Gray State was going to be calling out a lot of deep state stuff, for those who haven't heard about that movie. But I just don't get it. I don't get suicide or murders being labeled as suicides, and these people get away with it. But, yeah, the 1% can get away with legitimately everything. Oh, no, my computer turned off.
All right, well, if you're... I was just going to say, I could play a clip. I have Tucker Carlson from today, episode 3 on Twitter. We have Mr. Broccoli that needs to get played. I have Ted Cruz arguing with an FBI official regarding the indictments. Russell Brand interviews Tucker Carlson.
Ooh, I'm excited. I haven't seen any of those. Go for it. My computer has just restarted itself, and it's on a black screen. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. All right, well, I'll give you the Mr. Broccoli link here, but I'll play Tucker Carlson, because I haven't heard it yet, and it's always good, so I don't have to screen it.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. The Biden administration arrested Donald Trump this afternoon. They had him arraigned and fingerprinted in a Miami courthouse like the accused felon he now technically is. These were the first steps in a process that is designed to put Donald Trump behind bars for the rest of his life. Cable news carried every moment of it live. It's unprecedented, they told us, with what looked like shock. But they weren't shocked. They knew this was coming. Everyone who's paid attention knew it was. What just happened was always going to happen. It's been inevitable since February 16, 2016. That's the day Donald Trump made a blood enemy of the largest and most powerful organization in human history, which would be the federal government. Despite what you may remember, it wasn't anything that Trump had said about immigration or trade with China or rapists from Mexico. Those are the stories that dominated the headlines that year. Trump's a racist, they screamed. Stop him! But inside Washington, that was just noise. None of it really rated. Identity politics doesn't mean much to permanent Washington. What matters, then and now, is foreign policy. The invasions and occupations and proxy wars. The decisions that determine which global populations will thrive and which will die. The policies that come with trillion-dollar price tags. The ones that, over time, have made the counties around D.C. the richest suburbs in the world. In Washington, that's what actually matters. And it's obvious when you look carefully. When there's a debate about anything else, for example, the debt ceiling, both sides take their assigned positions and they start yelling. But when Congress decides to start a war, no matter how foolish or counterproductive or obviously disconnected from America's core interests that war may be, when that happens, the leaders of both parties automatically jump behind it like circus clowns. And then they stay there, sometimes for decades. They defend that war relentlessly against all evidence until somebody finally rings the all-clear bell and they can begin to admit that actually, maybe it wasn't such a great idea. We meant well, but it just didn't work out. The good news is we've learned a lot of important lessons. In the end, they usually do say something like that, but only after emotions have cooled and the damning details have begun to fade from collective memory. It's an apology that's not actually an apology, much less repentance. And it's years too late to matter in any case. But until then, that's all you're getting. Until then, no dissent is allowed. That's the first rule of Washington. But somehow, Trump didn't bother to follow it. He is from out of town, so maybe he didn't know it was a rule, or maybe he just didn't care. Either way, 7.5 years later, we can point to the precise moment that permanent Washington decided to send Donald Trump to prison. Here it is. It's from the Republican candidates debate in Greenville, South Carolina.
We should have never been in Iraq. We have destabilized the Middle East. They lied.
Okay.
They said there were weapons of mass destruction. There were none, and they knew there were none. There were no weapons of mass destruction.
Okay. All right. Go.
We should never have been in Iraq, Trump said. We destabilized the Middle East. Now, by the time Trump said that, a lot of Republican primary voters were starting to reach the same conclusion. How could they not? But it was the next line that doomed Trump to today's arrest. They lied, he said. There were no weapons of mass destruction, and they knew there were none. Now, when he said that, a few in the crowd booed. Most just sat there in silence, stunned. Can he say that? Well, he said it anyway. And by saying that, he sealed his fate. That was the one thing you were not allowed to say, because it implicated too many people on both sides, which on this topic is really just one side. Hillary Clinton was guilty of it, but so was Paul Ryan. All of them were guilty. They all knew, they all lied. And to a person, they hated Donald Trump for exposing them. After that, it was pretty clear that even if he did get elected president, Trump was going to have a very hard time controlling the federal government he was supposed to be in charge of. Most of permanent Washington decided that thwarting Trump was the single most important mission in their lives. Everything depended on it. Many of them said so publicly. But others didn't say so publicly. In fact, the stealthier ones took another path. They ran toward Trump, not away from him. They sucked up to him. They ingratiated themselves to the man they intuitively understood was susceptible to flattery, which Trump is. And they did this in order to subvert his new administration from the inside. There were a number of these, and you could spot them immediately. They were flatterers. Invariably, the ones who flattered Trump the most hated him the most and disagreed the most strongly with his views. You saw them in the hallways of the White House and at press conferences. They were there slobbering over their boss with elaborate self-abasement, as if they were addressing a monarch or a god. It was a scene from the Ottoman court. It was filthy and decadent, and it was false. Mike Pence, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, Lindsey Graham in the Congress, they all called Trump a visionary genius up until the moment he lost power. And then they unsheathed their real agenda, as always the neocon war agenda, and they piled on with maximum force. Here's Mike Pompeo, for example, on Fox News this morning.
President Trump had classified documents where he shouldn't have had them, and then when given the opportunity to return them, he chose not to do that for whatever reason. When somebody identifies that, you got to turn them in. And so that's inconsistent with protecting America's soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. And if the allegations are true, some of these were pretty serious, important documents. And so that's wrong.
May future historians hoping to unlock the mysteries of late Empire Washington study that clip, because it will reveal everything. That very same Mike Pompeo, the one who's sneering at Donald Trump on TV this morning, that guy served Donald Trump as both CIA director and as Secretary of State. Those are the two most powerful jobs in the federal government. And as he worked in those jobs, Pompeo promised, in fact, he swore, to support the president's agenda. Why? Because that's the way a democracy works. You vote for a candidate in the belief that his appointees will carry out the policies that you voted for. It's not about the president, it's about you, the voter. But Pompeo didn't do that. He didn't even try to do that. In fact, he undermined Trump's often stated commitment to peace and non-intervention abroad at every turn. His every waking hour was devoted to fomenting war in some faraway foreign country or other. Iran, Syria, Russia, North Korea, the list goes on. But rather than telling Trump that he disagreed with his ideas, as a man would, Pompeo toadied up to Trump, a man he despised, in the oiliest, most over-the-top way imaginable. Ask anyone who worked in that White House at the time. Who is the appointee most likely to tell Donald Trump on a daily basis that he was handsome, virile, sleek, and powerful? Mike Pompeo. That will be the consensus answer. Those of us who saw firsthand Pompeo's relentless kowtowing will never forget it. It was indelibly repulsive. No one with self-respect could do something like that, but Mike Pompeo did it effortlessly, with relish and verve. Now, this same person is telling Fox News viewers that he fears for the safety of our military, our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, in the approved phrase, because Donald Trump took some classified documents home and didn't immediately return them to the National Archives? What a lie that is. Mike Pompeo knows that's a lie. He spent his entire life in Washington. Washington is a city where internal memos about Labor Day are classified because everything is classified. Your government has classified more than a billion federal documents, most of them boring and pointless and a danger to no one, and locked them away in secret where you can't see them because you may be an American citizen, but not really, and therefore you don't have the necessary clearances to know what's going on. And by the way, none of this is done in order to make America safer. any more than COVID restrictions were designed to keep you healthy. No, it's a caste system. That's the point. And you're the untouchable in this hierarchy. Mike Pompeo knows that. Everybody who works in Washington knows that. How many secret documents do you think Dick Cheney took home with him while he was running the Iraq War? How many did his wife read? She never had a clearance. We'll never know the answer because there is no chance Dick Cheney will ever be investigated or his staffers will be told to wear wires in his presence. He will never be indicted for this. Of course not. Dick Cheney is a neocon. Donald Trump is not. Dick Cheney supports war with Russia. Trump does not. That's the difference. The rest is just a distraction. The prosecution of Donald Trump is transparently political. He's literally Joe Biden's main political opponent. He's polling over 60% among Republican voters right now. So Joe Biden is doing what no president has ever dared to do. He's using law enforcement to lock up his chief rival. That's happening right now. Anyone who denies it's happening is lying to you. But actually, it's worse than that. Trump's prosecution isn't just political, it's ideological. Nobody with Trump's views is allowed to have power in this country. Criticize our wars and you're disqualified. If you keep it up, we'll send you to prison. That's the message Washington is sending. Not just the Democratic Party is sending, but both parties are sending. Like so many Republicans, for example, the supposedly conservative governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, spent yesterday totally ignoring the destruction of the American justice system. Instead, he signed a highly important bill called the Crown Act, which, according to the celebratory tweet Abbott sent commemorating it, will, quote, prohibit discrimination based on textures and hairstyles historically associated with race. In other words, in Texas, cornrows are now protected by law. Having unapproved views about Ukraine is not. That's fine with most elected Republicans. They find Trump tiresome and embarrassing. Their donors hate him. They will not be sad if he dies in jail. But what about voters? What are they learning from this spectacle? Well, mostly they're learning that they have no power at all because nobody cares about them. But they already knew that. Unlike so many of our elected leaders, they have been to America recently. They know what it looks like. Have you seen it? If you've got a few days this summer, find out. Take a road trip and see for yourself. Drive 500 miles in any direction and then come home. How are things looking? Well, they should look great. The federal government spent $6.5 trillion last year. That's more than any government has ever spent, ever. So at the very least, you would expect pristine public roads. Oh, no. That's not what you see when you drive around this country. There are potholes and Jersey barriers everywhere. Looks like Tegucigalpa before the Chinese decided to rebuild the infrastructure of Honduras. We don't have China buying our roads. So they're falling apart. You'd think the people you would pass on your road trip would look happy and prosperous. Again, this is a very rich country. But a lot of them don't. Quite a few appear to be strung out on drugs. You see them shuffling by shuttered storefronts in small towns. And you wonder, as you see all of this, where did all the money go? It's certainly not here. Well, it's in Washington. It's in Fairfax and Loudoun counties and in leafy, perfectly manicured Northwest D.C. And, of course, a huge chunk of it went to Ukraine, to Zelensky and his friends. Not because you voted for that. You didn't vote to give it to them. You never would. But because Joe Biden and his many allies, from Chuck Schumer to Mitch McConnell to Paul Ryan and every single news anchor on all of television, all of them believe that Ukraine, its borders, its future, its infrastructure are all more important than the town that you live in. They sincerely think that, and it's obvious. Everyone in power thinks that, except for Donald Trump. Whatever else you say about him, Trump is the one guy with an actual shot at becoming president who dissents from Washington's long-standing pointless war agenda. And for that, that one fact, they are trying to take Trump out before you can vote for him. And that should upset you more than anything that's happened in American politics in your lifetime. Even if you don't plan to vote for Donald Trump, even if you would die before voting for Donald Trump, which is your right and a lot of good people feel that way, even still, the destruction of our democracy, which is the right of voters to support any candidate they want, even candidates who don't want war with Russia, the destruction of that should keep you up at night. Yes, Donald Trump is a flawed man, but his sins are minor compared to those of his persecutors. In this life, we don't get to choose our martyrs. We can only choose our principles, and America's are at stake.
Younger people say the news is full of lies.
And Kennedy's motorcade.
All right, so that's it right there. So
it's nice to see Tucker Carlson still doing episodes after Fox News sends him a cease and desist.
Yeah, and he has just been hitting the ground running. He's been unmuzzled, best way I can say it. He's telling the truth, calling out everything.
And all he has to do is do 10 to 15 minutes, and he gets 100 million views, which beats every other news show combined.
I mean, that's kind of mind-blowing. Did Fox News even have that many people listening to him when he was on Fox?
He would get 3 to 5 million people a night watching.
Man, I don't know how he's getting what he gets now, but they really messed up. They really did. He's free, and he actually...
That's what they wanted.
I guess it was Dominion wanted that, wanted him gone. But now that he is, I mean, I support what he's saying. I can't believe he's actually throwing in support behind Trump, like, fully on that. But he is right. They weaponized it, and we the people do not have a voice. Or at least it doesn't feel that way.
Right. Green here. Keep in mind, everyone here knows I live in Las Vegas. And the hockey finals are going on right now, and there's like 5 minutes left. And the Golden Knights are about to win their first ever Stanley Cup for hockey. So I'm just waiting for the countdown here. They're up 3-1, and they're winning 8-3 with 5 minutes left, which... You're not going to have two teams score 8 goals in one game, and they're not going to score 5 goals in 5 minutes. So I know you don't care, but we do here in Las Vegas.
No, understandable. It would be the same if the Bengals were out there playing right now. You'd have everyone sitting on their seat.
Yeah, if it was the Bengals in the Super Bowl, that's the equivalent. Because the Stanley Cup, that's the championship. So, all right.
Well,
so, you ready for Mr. Broccoli?
Yeah, let's start him up. I tried to listen to it on Sunday, and for some reason, I couldn't.
Oh. All right, well, when you're ready, I'm here.
Since you upload it, I'm guessing you don't have to deal with the ads.
Sometimes.
Okay, I'm ready.
Even though I'm logged in and it's my video, I have to see my own ads. All right, so if you're there, I'll count down. All right, 3, 2, 1, action.
What up, green dude? What are you up to today, sir?
I'm minding my own business.
Minding your own business? How long have you been handling sir business?
Since before I was born, I have been minding my own business.
Is that so? So then why have you not filled out a taxation form for your business? Now we finally have a reason to bring you into taxation court. Thank you for that, sir.
You know that is just an expression, right? It means I am not bothering anyone.
No need to explain, sir. You just need to pull out said business license so I can confirm it is a legal entity.
There is no business. Do you want me to pull the paperwork out of my ass?
Absolutely, sir. You have made an excellent call, sir. Please do be removing said dumb niggers and place them next to my person so I can search your anal cavity, sir.
I don't believe this is happening.
I believe this is happening. You best have proper tax forms from since the year of your birth or I will be arresting you for tax evasion, green dude. How dare you have a business without telling the government?
Do what?
Wrong, green dude. We need less what? More but. Now let me see some underoos right this instant. We need less what? More but. Have I made myself clear, green dude?
No. That is not going to happen.
That is going to happen. If I did not make myself clear, I can translate to Spanish for you, sir. Or if you prefer, I can say it in Italian with a couple glasses of red wine.
Okay. See you later, wiretap. I have to go to work now.
Is you stupid or something, green dude? I have not released you from my custody yet. Did you forget about providing me a fresh look-see at Sir Bunghole? Just for that I now will need to check your ESG and your social credit scores.
I don't care what you do. Just get off my property and leave me alone.
How dare you say those kinds of words to me, green dude? It is not my fault you poorly chose to be a cisgendered white male, sir. You do realize in South Africa people of your kind are being denied food, water, jobs, and places to live simply because they have chosen to be as white? We cannot wait to bring the most pain to peoples of your kind when Brandon wins a second term.
Oh please. That fool can only win if the election is rigged again. No one thinks he runs anything.
Exactly. Your point, sir? We can rig any election we want and arrest any political opponent we choose to now, green dude. Brandon, legalize it. Wait until we shut off the banking system and tell everyone they must vote all Democrat or they will no longer have access to food and water resources. And if you don't send something that cares vote Republican, we will take it to a FEMA camp, even though we all know FEMA camps absolutely do not exist and never will exist. If you think a FEMA camp exists, we will round you up and take it to the FEMA camp.
Everyone already knows that Brandon did not get 81 million votes by now. He will definitely not get 100 million votes this time.
I disagree, sir. We are going to work hard to get Michael Robinson or Obama on as a vice president, sir. No one can resist the temptation of Michael Robinson or Obama. Michael Robinson or Obama is a very nice lady. Whomever is laughing at that, we are going to round you all up and bring you to that FEMA camp. That absolutely positively will never ever exist. Now we need to get your vaccine passports and for the love of Noah Harry, you need to get that bloody scam on your face.
No. Absolutely. No means no.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes means yes. Now produce said dungarees, underoos, and blouse next to my person right this instant and fetch me your vaccine passport post haste. Otherwise I will be forced to take you in my 1993 Geo Metro over to G. Globalist Lair. From there you can be treated like Jeffrey Epstein, who by the way everyone knows killed himself before he could dish any dirt on Bill Gates and the Clinton crime syndicate.
No way. Everyone in the United States knows by now that those gene therapies are very deadly. I have no interest.
Sir, it matters not if you are interested. without a QR code on your mobile phone or relies on a Freedom microchip on your person. You are not permitted to leave your residence. You are not allowed food, water, employment, or even fresh air. In fact, sir, the only place you are allowed to visit is the FEMA camp. That we have already proven does not exist.
Wiretap, you can kiss my ass.
I thought you would never ask. Bring that ka-dunk-a-dunk-dunk right here post-haste, sir. Woo-hoo.
You can never influence me with your propaganda. Now, get off my lawn. Mr. Wiretap.
How dare you misgender me, sir. Just for that unnecessary outburst, I now have to place you under arrest. Misgendering another human carries a 5 to 7 year prison sentence in this state. Good thing we are so loving and liberal here. Now, put those hands up right this instant, drop those dungarees, and why have you still not even attempted to put the bloody scam on that face?
Good luck with that, wiretap.
What would you do if my heart was torn in two? More than words to show you feel that your love for me is real? What would you say if I took those words away? Then you couldn't make things new. Just by saying I love you. Let's go green, dude. We are finna indict you on more charges than we are doing with President Trump.
Anyway, let me finish this business with the wiretap. Please check out real news and not the fake stuff that fake news fakes. Listen to Proof Negative. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He is on freedomizerradio.com. He has on excellent co-hosts, great guests, and all the news you need to educate yourself with to fight against the globalists. Don't miss out. freedomizerradio.com.
So now you are saying you have another side business? You just keep stepping in it. Now I need says to inspect your kumquats and your ice cream cone right this very moment. You could be hiding a mobile phone in a assault rifle, or a taxation form inside your junk. Now please do be peeling off those layers of clothing and do be treating me to a selfie with your junk.
Right, so that was an episode.
I gotta say, the more indictments than Trump part got me.
hopefully it was okay.
Yeah. So on the topic of, you know, needing to show proof of your business and your license and all of that, I really think they overstepped America in general when they made it you have to be able to have a licensing to have a business, and then they went and turned it into you have to do all this other stuff to even get the licensing and pay all this money, which you might not even have to invest in the licensing alone. I pretty much thought, doesn't it say in the Constitution, a right shall not be licensed? And a right to make...
I don't know one way or the other. I'm not familiar. I take a business course once in college, and the first thing they teach you is how to get a business loan. So you're already putting yourself in debt, and you don't even know if your product is going to work.
No, and isn't it that they say the first three businesses usually fail before you make it?
I don't know. I've started more than three businesses, and this one I'm surprised this has lasted this long, to be honest. I wouldn't say we're successful, but we didn't fail.
Are you talking about the radio show?
Yes.
Well, the nonprofit didn't fail. That's a success.
Well, I'd say with the radio show, you're providing people with real information, and they keep coming back because they don't like being lied to or manipulated or kept in the dark.
To be honest, though, it's just been hard because we haven't been able to fill the rest of the time slots. So if we could fill the time slots, we'll be back to normal speed, but we need to get these time slots filled.
Well,
with that being said, I'm not losing money. So as long as I'm not losing money, I'm okay.
Well, then I hope to keep prospering. And I'm sure at some point in time, every business, even shows, have a lull. But with the way everything is going in the world right now, I'm sure it will be fine in the near future. Or people are going to be
complaining, so.
Although people might be scared into more silence.
As long as our host is willing to have us, I'm going to keep coming back.
And that's the best way to approach it. So, on the Obamas, you're pretty sure that they're going to be putting Michael up as a runner? I haven't seen anything mentioned about.
They really would like to do that.
Do you think they're going to be bringing that up more closer to election time?
Yeah, I wish I could answer that. I don't know. Big Mike, but Big Mike really isn't interested. That's the whole issue.
They were weird whenever you would see him on talk shows. I don't think he was comfortable in those positions. I always got a weird feeling whenever I would see him in, like, on Ellen or on The View or anything that he appeared on.
When Big Mike was sloshing on the Ellen show, definitely a big TV moment.
Yeah, and people will be like, that was their, what is that stupid thing called? It's basically a microphone, but like the battery for it, the ones that hook up to you, and they're like, oh, that just fell down into their pants. Like, it's not square. Not that anyone wants to be looking that closely, but there's no way. It wouldn't move that way. It would fall down her entire pant leg onto the floor. And if it was, those are normally more so on your back. So it would have been on her butt, not in the junk area. Well, maybe I have too much thinking processing for that particular topic. I don't know.
Right, well, I have to mention here because it's over. So it's official. The Golden Knights beat the Panthers 9-3 to win the hockey championship. So I guess I don't have to pay attention anymore.
Is the one you wanted to win, did they win?
Yeah, it's the first to win 4 games, and they won in 5. So the Panthers only won 1 of the 5 games.
Well,
and the only one that they won, the Knights were up the whole game 2-1, and at the end they scored a second goal with just a few seconds left, and then they won in overtime. They would have been swept otherwise, but 9-3 is good. That was the last game. So there's a lot of people out there that said that seed, and the Panthers got beat badly, 5-2,
7-2, 9-3, and two games were close. If you don't want to lose, if you think it was rigged, then you got to do better than 9-3. Don't give up 9 goals and say the NHL is rigged. I'm not saying they couldn't rig a game, but the thing is, when it's that blatant, you can't rig like that. If every game was close and was decided by a penalty here or a penalty there, I would understand. But if you're losing 7-2 or 9-3 in hockey, that's not rigged.
No, I wouldn't think so. I mean, I don't know how you would rig hockey. That, unless you're like, okay, you do this, do that type thing, tell them what to do before they go in.
Well, you could,
but hockey is-
you could as a ref. It's all about the refs, and you would call. You can't do it blatantly, but if something is borderline, you're looking for a way to call a penalty so that the other team has an extra dude on the ice, and so they have a better chance to score if it's 5 players on 4. Whereas basketball, you could call a foul on almost any play. And you could put somebody on the free throw line to get free baskets. A holding penalty, basically on anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you do it. You can't just – baseball is the hardest, although that's been the most proven to do. Because if you want the team that's batting to win the game, you still have to hit the ball. And if the pitcher is not serving up home runs or base hits, them anything, then they can't force it.
No, and then the batter themselves could be pretty decently bad, too.
That's the thing. I'm not saying that it can't be rigged. I think a lot of things are rigged. But
I completely agree.
Hockey, you could say it would be rigged if every game was 3-2, 4-3, and every game is in overtime, and it's just a matter of one lucky play here and there. But when you're blown out, the refs can't really save you. I don't know, fighting Joe Biden, and Mike Tyson knocks Joe Biden to the ground in round one. Does that mean that it was rigged? I don't think so. I mean, Joe Biden could have just been a better fighter.
I'm pretty sure Sandbag knocked Joe Biden out.
Right.
But that's not rigged at all. That's just free entertainment.
Yeah, so this is the first time Las Vegas has ever had a team that actually won anything. So we'll have to see if the parade is – if it's on Friday, I'm off on Friday. Maybe I'll go to the parade if it's on Friday.
Do they normally have parades after hockey teams win?
After any of the major sports win, yeah. They did, if you're close to Cincinnati, and I know it's been a while, and maybe you haven't seen it, but if the Reds won the World Series, you would have a parade. The Bengals have never won. I'm not mocking them.
No, all I know when it comes to most sports, specifically football, someone's team loses out in this area, you have a riot, not a parade. Cars get set on fire.
Yeah, well, that's immediately. So I don't know whose cars are probably getting torched on the Las Vegas Strip, but I don't know. I hope not.
Let's hope they have a little more decorum.
Yeah, the thing is, with the way the stadium is on the Strip, and the way the parking is set up, it's really hard
any damage there. Because it's in the middle of casinos. It's not like on a street that you have, I mean, you could maybe be on Tropicana Avenue and Las Vegas Boulevard, but if you've never been there, there's no traffic that walks on the street. You actually, if you want to cross the street, there's an above ground walkway that you have to use. Because that street corner is the most traveled street corner in the United States on a daily basis. It is so busy that you can't, as a pedestrian, you're not allowed to walk on the street. You've got to go over the street. So you're not able to torch cars.
Well, I learned something about Las Vegas.
Generally, you would have to go to the Cosmopolitan or the Aria casinos. And if you're in the parking garage or you're in the valet, you're not going to have somebody take your car out of valet so you can torch it.
No, and they're not going to get someone's car out of valet, torch it either. Then they're going to have a record of who did it, who requested it.
Yeah, it's not a normal stadium. So this one might be okay. You might be able to do something at the Raiders stadium because that is not surrounded by casinos. But with this, I feel like they'll be okay.
Too bad, so sad for the Panther guys. It's always next season.
You know what's funny? I realize we're not a sports channel here. At the same time, the very last seeds to make it were the Florida Panthers and the Miami Heat. The Florida Panthers play in the same building as the Miami Heat. They're both in Miami. They both were the 8th seed, and they both made it to the finals as the lowest possible seed. And they both lose in 5 games in the finals. But
that
they weren't supposed to get there, so it's okay.
Well, it sounds like they should be happy that they made it to where they got.
Right. Yes.
And that's very hopeful for next season that they could be better. At least I hope so. I know the Bengals getting super close to winning the Super Bowl, what was it, 2 years ago, I think. Everyone is still hyped about that, even though they lost. I'm sorry, I'm definitely not the sports aficionado to talk to. But I am happy to hear Las Vegas won for once.
The Golden Knights have only been around for 6 years. And they made the finals in their first year, but they lost in 5 games.
Well, is that, I don't want to say like record setting or anything, but is that not normal for a team to get that far that early?
No, it never happened. It's not something that happens.
So then they must be really good, or at least very, very passionate.
Finals twice. They made the playoffs 5 times. They only missed the playoffs once. I think that's successful.
I'd say definitely. I don't know the statistics, so I feel under-enthused on topics.
Hey, it doesn't matter what the sport is. If your team has been in the league 6 years, they made the playoffs 5, went to the finals twice and won once, that's a good team. It doesn't matter what the sport is or what the record is.
Okay. I will take your word on that. I only know about the Bengals stuff because my family is super into them whenever it's their plan. I'm on the side just like, I'm just going to eat the popcorn. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, that's something I'll tell you about me. I realize that popcorn is non-GMO unless you microwave it and have that garbage butter or whatever they call butter. But I mm-hmm. do not like popcorn.
No, understandable. I hate how it gets in your teeth.
The I don't know if it's the texture or the taste, but I just think popcorn is one of the most overrated foods.
Well, outside of white cheddar, I would agree. I could see it for, like, a movie or even if you're going to go watch a sports thing. But overall, the amount of people who buy it just to eat it without a special reason, I guess I'd say I agree on it being overrated a bit. But, again, it is on the healthier side, too.
Maybe what did it for me is I got I've smelled one too many times where somebody burns popcorn in the office.
Yeah, that's not a pleasant scent.
Burnt popcorn is one of the worst all-time smells in the history of smells.
I think it's one of those days where you're like, I would have rather you brought in sushi.
Yeah.
No, on my end.
Right, let's see what else we have here. Go ahead if you got something.
One of the things that I got recently, 12 infants perish in clinical trial for RSV shot FDA still recommends anyway. Four of the 12 infants' death in the AstraZeneca trial were from cardiac arrest and two died of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. The FDA claimed the deaths were unrelated to AstraZeneca's monoclonal antibody injection, but how often do you hear about four babies naturally dying of cardiac arrest in the clinical trial setting? This is hugely important, stressed CHDTV, Polly Toomey. The pediatricians are going to push this and the doctors as soon as the babies are born. So it's going to be pushed along with vitamin K, which your body will naturally produce in 7 days after being born. Do not let them talk you into that one. And they're going to give these babies the RSV jab, which I've been trying to look into the RSV jab since I found this particular article. And I'm not entirely sure what it is. I know the food, advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Thursday recommended approval of the vaccine from AstraZeneca. It's a new monoclonal antibody. The drug maker said is designed to protect infants and toddlers up to age 2 for respiratory syncytial viruses. But medical experts interviewed by the Defender called the move reckless and preposterous. So basically, the drug nirsevimab, would be delivered to newborns in a single shot at birth or just before the start of the baby's first RSV season. So any possibility of your baby getting the sniffles or a cold, it's supposed to stop. I wouldn't trust that. I think your kid will probably get asthma. But apparently this is saying cardiac arrest is 4 of the babies out of 12 that died. More vaccine news.
I do want to play what Vivek Ramaswamy had to say earlier today, because he was at the Trump indictment today. The more I hear him, the more I like him. He's my number two guy behind Trump.
I don't think I've heard the name, and if I have, I don't remember it.
So I'm going to make two announcements today. But before I do, I want to share something with you. America is not a country where the party in power is able to use police force to arrest its political opponents. That is the stuff of banana republics. We don't do that in this country. I read the indictment by the Federal Department of Justice against Donald Trump. That document reeks of politicization. I will tell you why. It stays silent on the main law that's relevant to this case, the Presidential Records Act. It stays silent on the 2012 case that says that the president has an authority to decide what is and is not covered. It stays silent on the statements that Trump made in 2016 after the election, despite the fact that it quotes him before that election. It stays silent on the fact that executive orders do not bind a U.S. president as law. That tells me this is politicized. And by the way, I want to be very clear about something. As U.S. president, I would have made different judgments than Donald Trump made.
You use my bullhorn.
Thank you. How do you do it?
You just take this here. Like that. Press the button right here. Nobody can hear you at all.
Can you hear me?
Here. Who's that?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, talk about your size.
Good. So I'll be fine without this. Yeah. Yeah. I'll be fine without it. Thank you. So the bottom line is there are two things that matter. One is, how are we going to hold the Biden Department of Justice accountable? The first answer is that yesterday I submitted a Freedom of Information Act request, a demand to the Biden Department of Justice, demanding, what did Biden tell Jack Smith? What did Biden tell Merrick Garland? What did Merrick Garland tell Special Prosecutor Jack Smith? They are required within 20 business days to give us an answer about any direct or indirect communications. And the first announcement I want to make today is that if they do not comply with the law in the next 20 business days, then we will sue them in federal courts at our campaign's expense to get to the bottom of those answers. The news media should be doing this.
Amen.
It is a shame that a competitor to Donald Trump in this election has to do the job of the political news media. Your job, if you have one, is to hold the U.S. government accountable for their lies. You do not take what they say at face value for the last 8 years when it was President Trump. Do not take their lies at face value now. But it is a shame that it takes a leader outside the media to stand up. That is what we're doing. They now have this Freedom of Information Act request, and if they don't comply within 20 days and they don't follow the law, we will see to it in federal court that they do. That brings me to my second announcement that I'm going to make today. This is an announcement of a letter that my campaign has sent to every other campaign in this race, to Mike Pence, to Nikki Haley, to Larry Elder, to RFK Jr., to Marianne Williamson, to Doug Burgum, to Perry Johnson, to Chris Christie, to Ron DeSantis, the governor of the state where we are today, who by any measure is not here today in his own state. I will tell you that we have sent this letter, and I'm happy to announce, this is my commitment on January 20th, 2025, if I'm elected the next U.S. president, pardon Donald J. Trump for these offenses in this federal case. And I have challenged, I have demanded that every other candidate in this race either sign this commitment to pardon on January 20th, 2025, or else to explain why they are not. And I will tell you something. It's going to be difficult for those other candidates to sign this letter. The reason it's going to be difficult for them is the same reason it's difficult for me. The donor class has been calling every Republican candidate and telling us to stay away from this, not to touch it from a 10-foot pole, not to just keep your distance away for Trump. That is what the donor class is telling us. That's what they're telling the other candidates. I refuse to abide by being a disciple of the donor class. I think that we need to declare independence from our donor class in the Republican Party. That is why I challenge every one of the other candidates to actually act on their convictions. If you're not going to pardon President Trump on January 20, 2025, you deserve to say why, and we will hold you accountable, just as we're holding the Biden administration accountable. That's what we need in this country: honesty, integrity, and actual purpose for our country in a way that puts America first, not our political interests first. And I'll close with saying this before I take questions. It would be a lot easier for me as a Republican candidate in this race if Donald Trump were not in it. But I don't want to win this election, unlike others, by eliminating our competition, by a federal administrative police state arresting my opponents. I want to do it the way that our founding fathers believed we should have, starting in 1776, that it is the people of this country where every person's voice and vote counts equally. That is how we decide who governs this country, not by a federal administrative police state. And I challenge the Biden administration with this FOIA request. I challenge my fellow contenders in this race with this commitment letter to say that we will pardon Trump on January 20, 2025, and nobody, either Biden or the other contenders in this race, are going to be able to hide from that truth. I thank you all. We're going to open this up to some questions. Thank you.
All right, I'll just shut it there. So the more I hear Vivek, I don't think he has a chance, but I like him a lot.
Yeah, I actually agree with what he said, and like that he was trying to hold media accountable for how they're reporting on this. And what exactly did he say he sent out to all the other candidates?
A challenge or a pledge that you'll pardon President Trump if he's arrested.
Any of the other candidates would actually stand by that. I really don't, especially not Biden. God, why would he?
Yeah. Robert Kennedy Jr. might. Larry Elder probably will.
Surprising. Hopefully. But it is surprising that DeSantis wasn't there. You'd think he would be there to demonize the situation just to even try and get some publicity out of the situation. So I wonder what he was doing that was more important.
I understand. He's running, and he thinks that it's best for him to do something else. So
I suppose so. I don't know. I used to, in 2020, 2021, I actually liked DeSantis. Over the last year and a half, while I like what he's done with Disney, and I like what he did with the anti-grooming bill, I don't know. He's just kind of given off, like, what type of vibe would you call that? Kind of two-faced, secretive, that he's playing the field, kind of way I feel like I can explain that, or describe it anyways. And a lot of people do not like DeSantis, like a lot of people. And I mean, I would understand if people didn't like him because they still believed the anti-grooming bill is a don't say gay bill, which the bill doesn't say gay in it once. It doesn't say anything about not saying gay. But then they're also attacking him because he's banning books, but what he is banning is literally pornographic literature for elementary school and middle school kids. I'm not sure about high school, but I don't understand. People are taking it as he's attacking the transgender community and the gay community, when in actuality he's just trying to protect kids. But I don't know why people hate him for that particularly. Or maybe I'm just not reading into whatever they're reading. But I don't trust him. I do get a weird vibe from him. But he is doing good work. Can't say he's not.
Well, I liked DeSantis up until he started hanging out with Karl Rove, Dick Cheney, and the Bushes.
Oh, no. Bush, the Bushes, and Cheney, I understand, I do, but I want to say I don't understand how they're not in jail for everything that they did and caused and orchestrated. I want justice to come in for the people of 9/11, and I want justice to come in for all the people who died after 9/11 based on the lies of 9/11. They're trying to basically say a man in a cave orchestrated all of that destruction, but you have actual people who talked about George Bush's brother's security company had people going in there in the middle of the night on the World Trade Centers. They had people going in a couple weeks before the situation happened, and people reported dust coming out of all of the vents throughout the building. They didn't know what it was about when supposedly these people were supposed to be there working on the elevator. Those are the people who are cutting the freaking beams where they need it to. 100% is what I believe. I'll say it on that end. It's what I believe. Those people were brought in to do that. Then you have the people who reported the nanothermite in the bottom of the building. Sorry, I don't like the Bushes or Cheney. I don't know why DeSantis is hanging out with them. There's too much around that whole situation.
Well, what the thing is that the globalists see talent. And so they wanted to find somebody that they could put a wedge in between with Trump so that they can talk DeSantis a good game, but DeSantis are enemies now. So they're not working together. So the globalists did what they like to do.
They're basically recruiting new blood, but they have, I feel like they have a good portion of people. And the one that they need new blood in would be Democrats, if anything, because no one's going to vote for Hillary. No one, I hope, no one is voting for Biden. God, I'm praying he gets in.
I promise you people are still voting for him.
Yeah, I know. They're going to, and oh, God. And just like with sports, you're going to have people who are just like, yeah, my candidate won. And it's like, you do realize our country is straight up in the gutter because of this person, right? And you're still going to vote for them?
Did you see what they're talking about in California, their new shoplifting law?
I thought they had it, the law that I knew of. I don't know about any new one. But what I thought I'd heard was, if it's under $1,000, it's okay?
Oh, no, the new one.
So now it's a crime to stop a shoplifter from stealing from your store.
But your store sustainably exists if people are stealing your product. You can't replace it if you don't have the money. Are they giving the people, the store owners, any type of insurance for anything stolen?
No, but more importantly, they're going to allow shoplifting.
So then what is the point?
The cops are not going to show up for it, and you're not allowed to do anything about it. So you're going to have robbers just rent one of those trucks from Home Depot or something and just pull up and take whatever they can and just watch the employees wave to them and say thank you.
In what world was that law allowed to pass? Like, what logic is there
behind? It's expected to be passed by the end of the month.
I doubt anyone from California is listening to this, but if they are, you guys need to get out and protest and stand up for your state.
But in other news, you will be jailed and you'll lose your children if you call your child the wrong pronoun.
Yeah, I heard about that, especially with teachers reporting people and family members to CPS for mental anguish and mental abuse. And it's like that, what?
Yeah, like, so no. If a child goes to school and says, my mommy says that I'm a boy, then you'll get arrested and you lose custody of your kids.
Which a lot of kids go missing once they enter in the foster system. I have my ideas on what happens
to them. Though.
I mean, with how bad things have been in California, are they legitimately voting for this stuff or has it just been completely taken over? Like, are these people actually blue, or is it just all election fraud and system corruption? Because I, at this point,
oh,
that's all I can see.
You're actually asking the question. Sorry.
I'm partially asking the question and partially just musing over it, I suppose. I've seen, so one of my friends, she moved out here to get away from California, and she is in no way like the people in California. So I know she's told me a lot of people have been moving out for a while now. She's been out here three or four years at this point, but her family's thinking about moving out here. Fine, y'all move where you need to, but keep your politics back in California. Do not make us a purple state. Do not make any red state you go to a purple state. You left the lunacy of the blue. So you're coming here. Just don't vote. Stay out of it. Leave it the way it is because we're not broken. Not yet. Mm-hmm. Is that too harsh to say? I mean, I feel like it's the truth. But all I can really do is pray for the people that are out in California. They have so much they have to pay for extremely small places. Like my friend I mentioned, she ended up paying, I think it was like $600-$700 a month for a room to rent. Like just a room. And she said the house she was in, they didn't have a backyard or a front yard. It was like a little square of a patch. The houses are sardined together. If you go to San Francisco, it's nothing but tent cities, legitimate feces on the street, garbage everywhere, which New York is quickly becoming. From what I saw, the New York mayor is very upset that it seems like New Yorkers are not feeling the...
They're not feeling the love to let illegals live in their house?
Yeah. Which I don't blame them. I would not blame them at all, but you still have...
Yeah, all those white supremacists that won't let illegals live in their house with them.
How are you a white supremacist for just wanting your actual freedom promised to you by the Constitution?
Well, because that's what the other side says. If you don't agree with us on 100% of stuff, then you're a white supremacist, which I don't understand.
But that doesn't mean they support the Nazis. And then you have in Chicago, black people are in an uproar over all of this happening, just like extremely. Are you going to call them a white supremacist now that they want their cities back to normal? And then at the same time, I think I feel bad for Chicago because so many companies are leaving it now, which I'm surprised that hasn't happened in California yet. But if that bill passes, I think that'll be happening quite sooner.
But these people, they voted for a literal, not just joking, but a literal guy that ran on communism as the mayor. Don't feel sorry for him. That's what they wanted.
True, but I think that's because people have been fed, oh, well, the socialism through Bernie Sanders. It'll be so great and so beautiful. But socialism is babyfied communism. And full-blown communism, it's done correctly, which we have never seen an actual correct communist state. I will say that. I'll give it that. But it never will. You will never see an actual communist society become utopian. It always slides into totalitarian, every time, without fail. People are being fed the dream of everyone's equal in every way. You have the same everything from resources, housing, job equity, all of this. It's all the same. No, it's not. If you pay, let's say, the garbage man $7.25 an hour like you do the person at Burger King, why is someone going to want to be the garbage man? What's his benefit in it? Now, if you pay a doctor the same as you pay that person in Burger King, why are people going to spend hundreds of thousands to go and learn how to become a doctor to try and make more money when they can just go earn that same thing, giving you fries? Again, the basis of communism, it sounds amazing, but it is a lie. It is a trap. And it is not something we will ever see done correctly because greed and corruption, they flourish.
Yeah, unless you're physically going to heaven or something, you're never going to see it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good analogy of it. But that's all I can think is that these people have genuinely been fed nothing but indoctrination through so many different angles. But it's just weird to see that Chicago fell like that. But as you said, they're the ones who voted for it. Well, allegedly, because it could have been election fraud for all we know.
Well, they could have voted for Lori Lightweight, though, but Lori White, Lightweight, that pronoun finished third.
Yeah, I don't understand what I just don't understand anymore. I really don't. And then the people running on the stupid pronoun bullcrap. Like, you are making up words. Like, I just heard a new form of pronoun the other day on one of those little short videos you see. And it's someone saying, I used to be she, he, and then I went they, them, and then I went zer and zim. And now I'm going zim and zame. And I'm like, these are made up words. Like, my head hurts.
Right.
Stop.
If you don't know their current pronoun, then you can get arrested. Supposed to tell you. And there are jobs now, actually, that are firing you because you don't have your pronouns on your personal social medias.
I haven't heard about that, but that's terrifying. I guess that's their, what is it, ESG score?
Yeah.
Or SG or whatever. I don't get it. I mean, I do. You're trying to destroy every ounce of sanity this country has. And I feel like that's going along great. And you mentioned to anyone about where the origins of the trans movement came from, any of that. And they basically say, well, no one would pick this. And it's like, it's in the media 24/7 anymore. You've been seeing it for years now, and it's just being shoved in our face more and more. No one's picking it because they genuinely feel this way. They're picking it because they have therapists who tell them, well, you're going to kill yourself if you don't swap your gender when you're going through puberty, and that is when you genuinely have gender dysphoria because you go from being a child to either having a boost of estrogen or testosterone, which makes you more related to the actual gender you are. So your body going through these different changes, of course, 100% is going to cause some confusion in some youth, especially if they do happen to be gay or a lesbian or something. They're not going to understand because they are still too young. And then you introduce them to, oh, well, completely destroy your anatomy and take away your possibility of ever being a mother or a father. Take away the ability of feeling what it's like to actually be who you were born to be and become this thing that you can never be. So people who are out there who for 100% say, I've got multiple family members who are transgender, which this just happened to me the other day, actually, in an argument with somebody. Actually, funnily, it was him attacking DeSantis over his don't say gay bill, which doesn't even say that. But anyway, I digress. This person was just like, I have multiple people in my family who are transgender. And I'm like, you do know the actual statistics of having a single transgender person is like 1 in 100,000. I'm like, you do know that, right? I'm like, you have an actual transgender therapist out there who flat out said, well, in the younger generation, we're seeing this as a fad now. It's something being pushed through media, and these kids are just taking it in because it makes them feel special. It gives them a new niche to call their own, and they get attention for it. And the majority of people, I'm going to be flat out and say it, you don't spend enough time with your kids. You're spending your time on TV. You're spending your time on working way too many hours. Our system on that is wrong. You're annoyed with your kids and you give them tablets because you just don't want to talk to them. So you want to say you've got multiple transgenders in your family. You don't. You really don't. What you have are people who have been indoctrinated and who are lonely at the end of the day is how I see that. There's definitely more psychology to it that I am not qualified to talk on, but on certain aspects, it doesn't take a genius to see that there are things that are playing into this, or at least from my perspective. But again, what do I know? Oh, but yeah, you try to talk to them about the origins of the people who interviewed child rapists, who are the founding fathers, basically, for this particular, I guess, movement, you would call it, this particular culture fad that's going on. And they don't want to believe you. They don't want to look into it. They ignore that part of whatever you have to say to them on that. And they just say, no one would choose this. No one would choose this. Yes, they would. People choose things that get them attention, especially when they're a teenager or a kid, especially when they feel alone.
Well, yeah, it's monkey see, monkey do when you're in your puberty.
Oh, 100%.
So if everybody else is being a trans, then they're going to say they're a trans, and they might not even know what a trans is. I don't know that many people that are looking that forward to cutting out their own body parts.
I don't either. And again, you have the trans disablists and person who blinded himself. I really want to know what's going on in their mind and talk to him and just be like, you okay? Everything okay in there? Oh, and then there was a video floating around a couple weeks ago that just reminded me of it. And it's of this girl who looks like she's in middle school. And she's got white, pink, and blue, like lipstick and eyeshadow on. Her hair is multiple different colors. And she says, I'm a trigender. And she goes into explaining it. And she says, some days I feel like a boy. Some days I feel like a girl. And then there are days when I feel like both or none at all. So I'm all of them together. And I'm like, what? They're just making stuff up at this point to feel special is the only thing I can think.
Well, that's what it is.
And I genuinely have so much worry for society, for children, the next generation, like the one immediately behind me. I work with them, and oh God, this one girl, love her to death, but she, whenever it's President's Day, she always refers to it as the white racist day, because that is what the next generation after me was basically taught. The presidents were right, white slave owners, even though that ended, how long ago would you say it was? When did slavery end in America? Exactly. So that's over 100, almost 200 years almost. No slavery. But they still want to say the white presidents from the past have all been racist, all been slave owners. It's like, while I don't like Clinton, I don't think he was a slave owner. I don't think JFK was. I don't think Bush was. Let's see. I don't think Nixon was.
I don't think Ronald Reagan owned slaves.
Thank you. I see his face, but I can't say his name. It was Reagan. So many more that did not have slaves. But you want to say they're racist slave people. I'm like, do you not even remember that before JFK died, he was trying to work on relations with black and white communities, trying to bring them closer together? But no, they're just all white racists. Okay. So again, I do not have faith in our current school system at all. And then this whole month has been nothing but videos of children going to school and their pride flags everywhere. The teachers, there's literally a woman that was dressed up as a rainbow unicorn. That was one of their teachers. And I I'm literally flabbergasted on it. I'm just sitting there like, how do you think this is proper sexual orientation with elementary schoolers? It should not be a topic at all. Maybe have a class in high school, the sex ed class. Talk about this is a different orientation than this is. Fine, go ahead. Sex class, there's like 2-3 days, I think, they cover the topic. But they have these people doing this with elementary school kids. When, like my niece, 8 years old, elementary school, her favorite thing to do is play with baby dolls and draw. She doesn't know what gay or straight is. She doesn't know what trans is. But you want to push social ideology at the end of the day and sexual preference onto children in elementary school whose biggest concern is, am I going to play with my friend today or am I going to go play with my doll? Or am I going to go play football? Even as a part of the gay community, I do not support it. I'm sick of it. I don't like seeing it. And I don't know how exactly we stop it. You go to a teacher's meeting or PTA meeting, and you've got FBI whistleblowers saying, well, we're taking your license plate down for going to these school board meetings and stuff, especially if you're one talking against what they're pushing. And the school boards, if you do approach them on the topics, they're not saying anything. Oh, and did you see video that surfaced, I think it was yesterday or the day before, of the middle schoolers were booing a video their teacher was playing in math class. She was playing a Pride Month video. And then threatened the kids that if they don't shut up and stop being bigots,
no one was interrupted.
The whole freaking class is booing it. They even said, stop pushing your politics on us. Or one of the kids did in the video I heard. Yeah. And she threatened them saying, well, if you don't down and behave, you're going to get in-school suspension next year. I'll make sure every single one of you get written up. How is that right in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, well, California, they're required in every class to teach LGBTQP. And S, some people are adding S to it now that are in the community for Satanism. So we have to leave it there, though, because we're out of time. So everybody, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We will be back tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. But until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only success is worse fire. I am negative. I am ooze.